3733 is the number, 855-450-3733. And we do have some calls on the line, but first I want to remind you that you can help out Free Talk Live completely free. All you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to a little gateway to Amazon.com, which is one of the largest online retailers. They have everything you could need. I mean, food, books, anything. Not that you're going to be eating books, but you get the picture. They have so many different items to choose from. You can pretty much get all your daily needs met over there. And if you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then there will be a little referral fee that goes to Free Talk Live. It's completely free to you, does not affect the purchase price of your items at all, but it does serve to help out the show. We've had a little multiple sneezer in the studio. Maybe you could send Mark some tissues.
Can you hear the sneeze on the other microphone?
Yeah, it was powerful.
Wow, sorry about that.
No problem. It's okay.
I had mine muted.
If you shop at Amazon through spendbitcoins.com, a percentage goes to Free Talk Live as well.
Oh, great. Well, that's great to know. And, of course, we do have Jeremy here. Jeremy is from spendbitcoins.com. And we thank you for being here, Jeremy. It's been really fun so far.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's go back to the phones. We were talking with Brett, listening in Asheville, and we were talking about the war on drugs. So, Mark, did you have some follow-up questions you wanted to ask Brett?
Brett, do you have pants on now?
Yes, I do, actually.
Excellent.
We would never know how to verify that if you didn't.
Yeah, I got on the
What are you getting out there, Mark?
I was on hold there.
So all I really wanted to make sure here, Brett, is that we're being consistent. So do you think that marijuana should be treated differently than alcohol by the United States government or the states herein?
Well, look, here's the thing. Right now, alcohol is legal. Marijuana is not.
That's correct.
And that's just the facts.
Here's another fact from the global report on this, and this is just one of many, is drug legalization and enforcement have little correlation with levels of drug use and misuse in this country.
Well, I got to tell you, man, if you want to swap spending money on interdiction and stopping drugs coming into this country, if you want to change that, and open up thousands of methadone clinics all over the country and staff it with millions of doctors and nurses. And if you really believe that's going to be cheaper, then go with that. But all I
do you think
is,
that millions of people
help the country?
Well, do you think? Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, your tax dollars shouldn't be used for any of this. Not for SWAT teams dressed up like Darth Vader kicking innocent civilians' doors in just in the middle of the night in order to go after drugs, or for methadone clinic staff with any folks. As far as I'm concerned, your money is yours, and you should use it how you want. If you're concerned about how people, some people misuse drugs.
Are you for doing away with police then?
Entirely?
Yeah.
I think that would be a destabilizing effect on the United States government. But
I feel that way about drug legalization.
That it would have a destabilizing effect?
Absolutely. We've got enough lazy people laying around doing nothing with their hand out.
Lots of
they're called Democrats.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, Brett, I mean, I understand it might be scary to think of, like, what would a world look like if there were no penalties for drug use. However, I mean, this article that we've just been sharing with you is saying that, look, when they've done this in other parts of the world, it hasn't increased drug use. And so what do you think about that?
Well, other parts of the world, what, Nicaragua? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Actually, Portugal has pretty much complete decriminalization of drugs, except for
the U.S., Mexico, Australia, the Netherlands, Estonia, and many more. There's 21 total countries.
Well, Thailand doesn't prosecute pedophiles. I mean,
that's not true.
I guarantee you, in 5 years, I'll be talking with you libertarians about how, pedophiles really just love kids. They want them to feel good. I mean,
no, Brett, that's not true. Okay, that's human slavery.
You're
that's
crazy, guys.
That's sex trafficking, and I don't support that. I don't know about you guys. Well, hold on, Brett. I mean, you really haven't given us a chance to finish what we were saying. You called us pedophiles. I'd like to explore that a little bit.
No, I did not say you're pedophiles.
You said that we would support pedophiles, and I want to get that clear, Brett.
ACLU whiny liberals.
Okay. Well, why are you listening to the show then? If you don't like it, you can always turn your radio off.
I'll be honest with you, man. Our guy that does the station up here, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, this is a concern. Well, listen, we listen to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity.
We're not welcome here.
Rush Limbaugh, who was the biggest drug user in the country for a while. He is the poster child for a responsible drug user. He was on the air on legal heroin, essentially, for years. And you're talking about how we're going to have methadone clinics all over the place. I mean, you're actually saying you'd like Rush Limbaugh, but the guy proves the point. You could have the best rated, I'm not done talking yet, you could have the best rated radio show in America, the best rated radio show America has ever seen, and be a heroin addict at the same time.
I've never understood the point of straight failure.
Why am I a failure?
You don't do anything and you're a failure. What are you? What are these ratings? I guarantee you they're in the toilet.
Okay, Brett, generally
Sundays are unrated in most markets. You're probably in an unrated market. I couldn't tell you what the ratings are. Free Talk Live does reasonably well in the ratings. And, we're growing over time. The one advantage I have over Rush Limbaugh and all the other talk show hosts is I'm going to live longer.
And it's pretty rude to call people a failure. Brett, see you later. We're going to drop him.
Okay, wow. You shouldn't let him get your goat like that. It's fine with me if they call us Bush League.
When someone resorts to ad hominem attacks, they really don't have any argument about what the ideas are that we're talking about.
Give him the rope. Let him continue to talk. I'd like to address the Bush League comment, though.
Okay.
You know, the fact is Free Talk Live is one of, like, very, very, very few independent radio programs out there. It really is. I mean, you look at Dave Ramsey, that's a good example. Doug Steffen, who does Good Day in the Morning. There's some weekend shows that are independently syndicated, but the vast majority of them are owned by big corporations that are able to cram down radio programs. So the one thing you can be certain is that Free Talk Live is on your radio station, and it's on more than 100 radio stations across the country. I wouldn't call that a failure. The fact that I can feed my family and I live a reasonably good life, I'm certainly not making the $10 million a year Rush Limbaugh is. But, you know, hey.
And a very popular podcast, too, for many years.
My business is growing and my show is growing, so I'm happy with that.
Sure.
And I don't think that I think that radio's heyday is going to have it's to some extent stifled. Now that people can get content from all over the internet and they don't have to listen to the same talk program. One of the reasons that Rush's has an advantage is that in most marketplaces there's one or two talk stations going on. Rush Limbaugh is an incredible broadcaster. I'm not going to say he's not. I really enjoy listening to
him. I wonder if the caller thinks that Rush Limbaugh would be better off if he had, if he was in jail right now instead of doing his radio show.
Yeah, right. We'd all be better off if Rush Limbaugh was taught a lesson by putting him in prison. I don't believe that.
No, I don't either.
I think Rush Limbaugh, I think he's in a great example of how people can be responsible in their drug use. He was abusing Oxy whatever for the longest time, and as I understand what his confessions were, I wouldn't propose to say what the guy was doing. He was able to do it. He was able to run a great show. He's paid the price as far as his hearing goes, and I'm sorry that that happened to him, but there are consequences to doing drugs.
Sure. All right. Well, I don't even know where to go, but is there more on this article, Mark?
Sure. Let's continue on here. I want to address one more thing about driving while people say we can't legalize marijuana because some people drive on it. Well, then that means we have to make alcohol illegal.
Sure.
If alcohol is all I'm asking for you to be is consistent. If you're ready to make alcohol illegal and go through prohibition again, because that's what you're going through with marijuana. Now, he said that he thought the marijuana ought to be decriminalized down to a ticket. I think that I think that's a good thing.
Wait, isn't that a liberal position? He sounded like the ACLU here.
It's a reasonable position, and he had to go call liberal, liberal, liberal.
Yeah.
And, he says libertarians. I'll take the title. If you want to call me a libertarian, fine. I don't care.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, people should be able to do what they want with their own bodies. That includes prostitution. And they shouldn't be forced to do anything that they don't want to do with their bodies.
Yeah, it's a big jump from there to, supporting sex slavery and pedophiles, which we don't, of
course.
Absolutely
not.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Adult funds can do what they want.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number to call if you want to get on the air. And I also want to remind you about AMP. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to make a small contribution to Free Talk Live, about the cost of a cup of coffee, just once a month, You can do so for as little as $3 every month, and it all goes back into helping advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. You also get some benefits like a commercial-free podcast. You can have access to that as an amplifier. Also, some status access to the toll-free lines and perks on the bulletin board system at Free Talk Live. So one more time, amped.freetalklive.com.
If you have any kind of connectivity issues due to poor Wi-Fi reception in your home, there's a product that's really going to change your life. It's called the Sea Cranes Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It is a Wi-Fi antenna that you can plug into one or two USB ports, depending on how much you need to increase your Wi-Fi reception. And it can receive Wi-Fi signals from up to a mile. I'm not kidding you. This is absolutely true. We're using it at our house. It's really amazing. It increases, I mean, just well beyond you would ever imagine. How it does it, you got me. I don't know how it works, but I do know that it does work because we've been using it for months at my house. It's called the Sea Cranes Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and it will change your life as far as Wi-Fi reception. If you've got, say, two houses on one lot and, you know, you want to use the Wi-Fi from one, or you've got a very large house, or, you know, for whatever reason, mom's down the street, you want to use hers, whatever, you can do it with the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 from ccrane.com. When you mention Free Talk Live when you're checking out, you get a free flashlight. Everybody wants a free flashlight. Ccrane.com for the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And during the last segment, I made a mistake when I was talking to, what was the gentleman's name?
Brett. In Asheville?
Brett in Asheville, regarding rated markets and that kind of thing. I didn't, I'm not sitting in front of the computer. I didn't know where we were calling from, but WWNC out of Asheville definitely is a rated market. There's no doubt about that. They're the 159th market in the country. Free Talk Live is on more than 100 stations coast to coast, and they're in, you know, a lot of them are in completely unrated markets. Some of them, you know, we're on up into New York City, as a matter of fact, so we're in the number one market in the United States. Do we come on at different times? I believe, you know, Brett was listening to us live. Thanks for listening. And you, in his, you know, claim that Free Talk Live's Bush League, you know what? It is. We are not the top tier of radio talk shows. We are not in the top five with Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, he mentioned, you know, Michael Savage and all those big names. You know, they're in the top five, in the top ten, I guess.
But I like what you said about being happy with your business and the growth of it.
The growth is happening.
It's been tremendous what Free Talk Live has done. And we're bringing a viewpoint to listeners that they're not going to hear. You know, it's not the same as the typical conservative talk radio show.
Also, we're on in the evening. We're not on during the day. It doesn't matter what Rush Limbaugh does because he's on from noon to 3 Eastern time. Free Talk Live is on from 7 to 10 Eastern time. So, you know, that doesn't matter. What matters is with against whom we're competing. And, you know, Michael Savage is the big boy on the block there. And we do the opposite of Savage. You know, I mean, that's
well, we have our own principles that guide what we do. But
indeed,
but
I don't do the opposite of Savage because Savage does what Savage
right.
does.
Yeah.
We are the, you know, the alternative to that. If you think that, you know, that hate
you don't
want to
hear
from
about
where from
the gay
important.
People and how they're bringing the destruction of America and
starting
how we should,
autistic kids and,
yeah, and
whatever
and
it
wars.
Is.
Wars, all the
so,
great.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Susie has been waiting in Virginia. Susie, are you with us?
Hi, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about I think it was in Florida, the homeless guy who
the face eating.
Say that again?
Oh, the face eating incident?
Yeah, the face eating incident. See,
okay.
That's why I think people should be locked away, because that's scary.
It turns out that the face eating guy had mental health issues and he wasn't on bath salts.
Susie?
I'm here.
Okay.
It turns out that it wasn't drugs that caused the face-eating guy to eat faces. He wasn't on bath salts, as they have said.
Yeah, they got a new toxicology report back from him, and they did not find those bath salts in his system. They said that he did have some other mental health issues for sure. And, yeah, I mean, cannibalism is very rare. Obviously, it would take a really disturbed individual to do that in the first place. So, I feel really bad for his victim, and I feel pity for him, too.
You see how the culture of, you know, that it's easy to say, those darn bath salts. I mean, you know, it's a meme going on in the news right now. You know, anything that happens is, it's the bath salts. And I'm not saying the bath salts are good for you. I am going to say that bath salts
would not exist
if drugs were legal, because all these bath salts are is really just different names for synthetic chemicals intended to mirror regular drugs. So this K2, that's one of these bath salts, is just fake marijuana.
Oh, I thought, K2 was a marijuana replacement, and bath salts mimic MDMA and other...
No, the bath salts is just this name that they apply to anything that's, fake. Anything that's artificially created.
No, well, and actually... Oh, go ahead,
Susie. Interesting, though. No, I'm glad... Like, I actually had no idea about that, and that's interesting because I do kind of agree with you that kind of once the media grabs their teeth into something, sometimes they just, you know, go with it and continue to kind of spread whatever it is that people want to hear.
Yeah, it was all over the news that, this guy was on bath salts, and then the follow-up to that wasn't as widely covered. And thank you so much for the call, Susie.
Yeah. Well, why would the media want to say that they messed that up? And, you know, I think that some drugs make people violent. There's no doubt about it. And
PCP is a good example.
I think alcohol is probably the best example out there. Is there's a lot of people that become violent when they drink alcohol.
Or at least release inhibitions, and maybe there are sort of violent tendencies that in their sober state they can suppress. But once those inhibitions come off, then the underlying violent sort of...
I'm not here to talk about what's going on for them mentally, their mental health issues. I'm here to talk about what they do. And what they do is they act violently with alcohol and other drugs. And, I think that those issues should be addressed. As far as I'm concerned, if you commit a violent act and you are, three sheets to the wind, S-face drunk, you should be responsible for your actions. I don't consider that a mitigating circumstance.
Yeah.
And my question is, do you really think it's helping people to lock them in cages? Because also, there are people who are using these drugs and want to stop using them, but the fear that they will go to prison if anyone finds out that they are using these drugs stops them from going to treatment programs and things like that as well. I don't know in what way it's helping people. I mean, I guess if they're in prison for 60 days or 3 years or whatever, they might stop using the drugs during that time, although the government can't keep drugs out of the prisons. But
I don't know
how does it help people.
Maybe going to prison will have somebody find their bottom, and certainly prisons, having been in prison myself for more than 8 years, I can tell you that prisons certainly have AA and NA, and these are almost the sum total of drug treatment programs in America are based off of the 12-step program. I don't know if it's the best or not, but it certainly is based off of it. And so, yeah, they definitely have those. Some people probably turn themselves around in jail, but I can also tell you that I've met a lot of people that the first thing they did when they got out of jail was do drugs.
Mm-hmm. And so there are lots of private rehab programs that don't involve going to jail. It's Free Talk Live. What do you think? Should we put people in jail for using drugs? 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Edition with Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight. 855-450-3733 is the number. That's 855-450-FREE. And Mark, did you have anything you wanted to let us know about?
Sure. You can join more than a million people who have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust. You can even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com. It's a great service. I've used it. It's fast and easy. They don't give legal advice, but they do legal documents at your direction. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right. Thank you. And let's go straight back to the phones. We've got some callers who want to comment. Ed in Tennessee, are you with us?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Wonderful. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, I like to bust bread a little bit, you know, peacefully, but I'd like to bust him up. Tobacco, just the United States, 1,200 deaths per day. Alcohol, probably 300 to 500 deaths.
Per day?
All illegal drugs combined, 70 per day. Marijuana, zero deaths in, what, 50,000 years.
Yeah, you can't overdose on marijuana and it won't kill you if you overdose on it.
Right. Well, you can't overdose. The reason why it doesn't affect the brainstem, Stephanie can tell us about it. Anyway,
he was concerned about drunk driving or impaired driving, people who might use various drugs and then get on the road. Right. What do you have to say about that?
Well, it's such a small percentage, and like I tell y'all, perfect order is the forerunner to perfect horror. It's not going to be a perfect world. I'd rather have a little mistake, people's mistake, humanity. You know what I mean? Why do you even think or want to try to control everything?
Yeah.
It just isn't the way it works. It's randomness.
Like, I think that
don't happen. And I want to comment on some. I got so much I comment on.
Go ahead.
Genes, physical brains, neurons, genes. All minds, brains are not the same.
So some people are predisposed to wanting to maybe becoming addicted to certain substances.
Right. And Steph, like the story you reported on, physical abuse from the parents.
Yeah.
That leads, you know, probably not a high percentage. You know, it's a lot. It's a mix, like I say, you know, genes, mm-hmm. brains, if you're like the Iceman, his father beat the you-know-what out of him, beat
yeah.
his brother physically.
Iceman?
Hit one of his young brothers.
He's
so
a famous serial
him.
Killer.
I mean, you know, think about that. How yeah. are we going to judge and be so judgmental on other people? You know, the way I look at it, I think if you want to have all this justice, have mercy with it. It's equal mercy and justice.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if people do damage to other people, then they should have to, you know, make good in whatever way they need to make good on it. But if doing drugs doesn't damage other people, at least if it does, it damages families, and those families can choose to move on. If
right.
I decided that I was going to start drinking heavily, my wife's going to leave me.
Right. Well, I don't have a problem, but I do drink. I do like drinking heavily. I do like smoking marijuana. I'm not one of these cowardly people that won't say it. I mean, you know, think about it. But I got a little lines here I wrote down listening to you. Prohibition is better than no drugs at all.
What's that mean?
You know, it's just a joke. They say they prohibit it. What do? They yep. prohibit freedom. Not drug use.
They can't prohibit drugs in their own prisons.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't keep it out of concrete, steel bars, and guards. How do you think you possibly can stop it in a free, open society, which that's dwindling? And, Mark, you made an excellent point, and I do want to take up for Free Talk Live. I don't listen to these other bogus shows. Are you talking about Rush Limbaugh?
We bring in an entirely different audience.
To the drug people. Most of his listeners are prohibitionists, but they're listening to a drug user who they say, oh, the drug user's going to be lazy, and this guy's making, what, $40 million a year? But
some
look,
ridiculous
I'll leave y'all with this.
He is lazy, to be fair. He just sits around and talks in a microphone.
Like me.
To quote Thomas Paine, character kept is better than character recovered. And you, like
kept,
you say, we can call up and talk about what we want to.
Yeah.
These other people, they don't let you talk. Y'all do have a call screener. Hey, I hate call screeners.
Oh, they do a good service.
Individually.
We can't
hey,
handle
I don't
it.
I don't mean your call screener. He's nice, but I'm just saying.
We love Charles.
I don't like call screeners.
Well, the
I
advantage
like
is...
Up, you know,
The advantage is that we can find out who's calling in,
yeah,
what they're calling about, and
we don't have to answer the phone ourselves.
Yeah.
And Ed, thank you so much for your call
okay.
tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Jeremy listening in Ohio. Jeremy, are you with us?
Yeah. I love the Free Talk Live, and I love Pork Therapy, and I listen to the LRN phone
thank
app
you.
All the time. And
yeah, that's
the
Pork Therapy, by the way, that's my show. I have my own show, porctherapy.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank
oh,
you.
Yes. Great show.
Thank you.
But the only thing that makes me want to eat faces is when those Fox News radio updates come on.
Well, and that's, by the way, for people who are listening, the news comes on in different locations, different news comes on our LRN.FM feed. We have Fox News, and we have, I think it's the Progressive News
Free
Network.
Speech Radio News, FSRN.
Yeah, FSRN, and we have several different newses that we rotate in order to try to give as fair of an opinion as possible, as much as Brett may think that we're not fair.
Yeah, everything else on the app is totally liberty-oriented, except for the only problem is I recommend the app to friends, and some of them are progressives. The conservatives love it, but the progressives, they say, oh, you
the progressives then are not listening long enough because the
when
fact
my
is
show comes on,
both.
They'll like it.
We have free,
oh, yeah.
we have the free speech radio news that comes on, and so I mean that's a progressive type news news product. And I'd like to say this is what Ian, my normal weekday host, would say: if you don't like the news, produce a daily liberty-oriented news podcast that fits into the time slot. We'll put you in.
Mm. And by the way, Jeremy, for those listeners who aren't familiar, you mentioned that you're listening on an app. I think you're referring to the Liberty Radio Network app on the iPhone. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, great.
Yep, and I think that lrnapp.com, is they have a website for it, so if people want to find out more, they can go there.
And certainly use one of those really valuable search engines and find it.
All right.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jeremy. Thanks for the call tonight. I believe William is listening with us in Texas. William, are you here? William?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Stephanie and Mark.
Hi, and Jeremy's here too, by the way.
Oh, okay, Jeremy. I don't recall the name. Stephanie, I was going to say, you know, you've been told before, you have a very powerful and convincing voice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you do have a smooth radio voice.
I do voiceovers. If you go to my website, porktherapy.com, and click on the voice work page, you can hear my demo.
I'd hire you if I had something for you to voice over.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I hear you talk about religion a lot.
Okay. Yeah, last week, Mark and I had an extended discussion. Almost the entire show was devoted to a discussion about religion.
Theism versus atheism.
And I heard it. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I heard it and listened to it. I grew up Christian, and as I've gotten older in the past 3 or 5 years, I guess I'd say kind of agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where you believe there might be a higher power, but you don't know what he or she or it might
be? I think agnostic falls under the category of I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I fall in, kind of. Okay. So anyway, Stephanie, one thing about you, you know, every time people talk about it, you seem to kind of be like laughing at them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I try not to laugh at people, but I'll take your, you know, if that's how you experience it, then I'll listen to what you have to say for sure.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be confrontational or anything. I mean,
No, thanks. I appreciate that feedback. Would you mind holding the line if you have more? Because I want to keep talking about this with you, but we're coming up short on time.
Sure.
Oh, okay, more with William when we return. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our number. If you want to get your thoughts in the last segment of the show, it's coming up. Stick around. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the last segment of tonight's show. There's still time to get your calls in if you make them. It's at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Here with you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Jeremy.
And Mark.
And we've been, you know, having a great time doing the show tonight. I just want to make sure to thank Jeremy one more time before the show ends for coming in with us tonight. It's nice to have you visiting, and spendbitcoins.com is Jeremy's website. So go there if you have some bitcoins that you want to use to buy things on Amazon or other places.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, please come back, and maybe you'll be back more permanently sometime soon if you make the move to New Hampshire. Let's go back to the phones, gentlemen. We've been talking with William, and William, are you back? William, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're back now. So before, in the last segment, we were kind of starting to talk about the discussion that Mark and I had last week about theism and atheism, and you mentioned that you heard me talking about atheism and or you heard me like interacting with other people who were talking about religion, and that I sounded like I might have been laughing at them. And go ahead, and if you have more thoughts on that, expand. And
Well, first of all, none of us are ever going to say anything that's not going to offend somebody, right?
Yeah.
There's people out there that are looking to be offended, you know, no matter what you say. But you do seem to kind of come off as a know-it-all on that. But I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to be confrontational. I don't know what other word to say, but
they're smug.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'll take what you have to say as a valuable thing, William. I'm not, you know, I'm open to hearing that, and it's valuable for me because I want people to be open to hearing what I have to say. So I don't want to sound, you know, I don't want to turn people off with the way I talk. Personally, I do have a lot of, and I'll admit this, I do have a lot of trauma, I guess, around religion and the way
me
I was
too.
Brought up. And I guess all of my, you know, co-hosts tonight are saying the same thing. So it's really difficult for me. I think sometimes it becomes a pretty emotionally charged anyway issue to talk about. Yeah, and I've been trying to work on it, you know, for the past year that we've been doing the Free Talk Live Sunday show. I've really been trying to work on, you know, just the way that I interact with people who I disagree with about religion. But, of course, it's a work in progress.
Well, yeah, none of us are perfect, you know. I mean, gosh. But
That's all. That was based on my feedback.
Okay. Do you have any, like, specific examples?
Did you, by the way, before you go on, did you think that during that show that she seemed smug or, you know, seemed like she was ridiculing people in that one? Because, I mean, I've certainly in other instances I've felt that way, but I felt like during that particular show that she had enough time to discuss what she felt without having to insert herself.
I did get some other feedback on that particular show that somebody who was a Catholic and shared the show on Facebook and said that he thought I sounded respectful in that discussion, so at least somebody
thought. The last one you were less so than most time. It just, when you talk about religion, you make it sound so foolish, and I understand your emotions, but you kind of make it sound so foolish, almost, I don't know, just kind of like you know for sure that God isn't real and all that, like you know for sure.
I feel confident. I feel confident in the conclusions that I've reached.
I understand that.
As you said, you're an agnostic, so you really take the approach that you don't know, and that's. I guess I could see, like, coming from your perspective, how anyone who says, "Yeah, God does not exist," is going to sound a certain way, you know, and like,
Christians say they say He does exist, and they think you're a fool for not believing, and vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm. William, what was it that sort of brought you closer to agnosticism? Like you mentioned that you were formerly Christian, and what was it that changed your mind or brought you around?
Just a lot of thinking, a lot, mm-hmm. Basically. And, you know, that's basically it.
Yeah, you know,
in a nutshell, that conversation could last for hours, you know.
I found for myself that when I was, you know, when you applied certain thought processes to different religious beliefs, and I didn't, I didn't give up the Bible all in one fell swoop. They didn't hold water in this way or that way, and it was very difficult for me. I had to, you know, a certain type of mind when you tell it at a very young age that this is the truth, then. You know, they're going to accept it, my mind kept working at it and working at it and working at it. And frankly, and this is one of the big reasons that people will teach their kids religion is because they want them to have a moral foundation. And for me, religion was the opposite of a moral foundation, because once I found out once I decided for myself that all the different languages in the world didn't come from God breaking up some construction project called the Tower of Babel, and that that all the animals didn't float around in a giant boat for a year, and that all these stories were just poppycock, then at that moment I didn't have a moral foundation anymore. When your child isn't taught that morality works, that morality has a purpose, and that it allows one to function better in society by acting right, that you'll get better things in your life, that's the reason for morality. If the reason for morality is because you might go to hell, and then you decide that hell doesn't exist, you have no foundation. And that, I believe, is the reason that I went to prison for 9 years for murder.
Yeah. So you feel very, very strongly
Absolutely.
About this.
Absolutely. And I think that parents that are teaching their kids, if you're going to teach them whatever religion you're going to teach them, fine. But make sure that they understand that morality works, that telling the truth works, that this is the best way to operate. They'll have the most successful life. They'll make the most money. They'll be the happiest in their lives if they operate in a moral fashion. Not that they're going to go to hell if they do bad things.
I don't know if Stephanie's... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say before forget, I want to say, Mark, one thing I like about your opinions about it and all is that you've done a lot of reading. You said you read the Bible a few times or more than once.
Three times through. Yeah, three times through and seven times through the New Testament. And
you've done research. I mean, I'll be quiet and I'll listen.
All right, William, thanks for your thoughts and thanks for that feedback that you gave me tonight. Appreciate your call. We do have another call on the line. Let's try to get Daryl in Washington in. Daryl, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I just was listening, and there was the previous guy that spoke about how you felt a little bit offended about the comments that, or I don't know, he felt like you were mocking or something in a way of religion. And really, we have to kind of take into perspective that religion, politics, and economics are the three top things that are most controversial to speak to or talk about, and it's almost impossible to not have some sort of emotion behind it.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, on Free Talk Live, we're not afraid to explore subjects that are kind of taboo in other radio shows and in life in general. And talk radio, you know, can be a little bit more, I guess, high conflict. I try not to make it high conflict, but you're talking about ideas and people are going to disagree. And so, yeah, I basically agree with you, and thanks for that.
I'd also like to say that Stephanie oftentimes, half the time, is sitting in the second chair, and I'm sitting in the first chair. And when I'm in the first chair and I'm controlling all the buttons and stuff, I tend to get a little nervous and I talk more. And so, therefore, she has to insert herself. And in sort of a quick way to insert oneself when one's talking about a topic of religion is saying, ah, that's silly. Or something like that. You know, you don't actually say those things. You're like, I don't believe it. Or something like that. And, you know, it can certainly
sometimes
seem
it's a defense mechanism, too, because sometimes I feel uncomfortable or I'm actually feeling nervous that people are going to hear this and get offended. And so I say, oh, there's no God. You know?
And there's argumentum, reductum ad absurdum to this extent. If somebody called in talking about the flying spaghetti monster and talking about how he was his noodly appendage created all, we'd think that they were kidding. We'd think that if after a period of time they appeared to be really convinced, then we'd think they were nuts. So, you know, we are functionally atheists when it comes to Pastafarianism, which is the belief that the flying spaghetti monster created everything. So, I mean, you know, and I think this is a point that Stephanie made in the last show, and I think it's really great, is, you know, we're atheists when it comes to Greek mythology, although it's really great to read and be able to talk to people about these, you know, Euripides and all these
I think
names.
That originally is actually Richard Dawkins' argument, or maybe, I mean, I've heard a lot of,
sure.
Like, you know, Christopher Hitchens, Sam Harris, they all make that argument that, hey, we're all atheists with respect to all the other religions in the world, but why, you know,
some of
true
us just go one
just,
God further.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if Stephanie's experience is similar to mine at all, but I don't know. I was a Christian, mm-hmm. and then I became an agnostic like our last caller because I didn't want to be dogmatic, and then I realized, well, no, I don't believe, so I might as well say I don't believe. But I have that trouble sort of making jokes and making people, I don't know, making out like people are silly for believing in Christianity. And I think that comes from laughing at myself and my former self and some of the things that I used to believe. So yeah.
One thing that's for certain is that ridiculed people are not going to be easily convinced.
No. True. So I think we can all have some more empathy for ourselves. Daryl, thanks for the call. And this has been Free Talk Live. Find us at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.